Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
Hey everybody, good morning. How's it going? So today we have a question from Huntington Bay about what is a landing page. She's asking, is it a Shopify or a Wix website, something like that? And this is in response to my post about somebody going through their launch and having questions about, you know, spending way too much on PPC and what to do. And part 5 of my response part 4 of my response is, for future orders, ditch the email campaigns, because there's not a lot. I mean, email campaigns on Amazon, they're already flooded with them, right? And we've talked about this before. But instead, create a great product insert that helps you target those customers for 40% off, for future orders, that kind of thing. Another product in your line. Well, what you can do is have them send a coupon code to them after they register on your landing page. So a landing page, in response to Huntington's question, is just a page, a web page, a single web page where people land when they click on a link or they go to a link to take an action. So this could be part of a larger website, or you could use a service like MailChimp, which allows you to create free landing pages and allows you to have people take an action right there within that landing page and have that action go to your email or whatever. You know, they could purchase something right there, whatever it is. And you can set up an automation that when they put all the information in the form on that page, it automatically responds with a coupon code. So an example here is, let's say you go on Amazon and you create a promotion, a group coupon code. So you would go in Seller Central to advertising promotions, and you would create a percentage off promotion and you would use a group code. So with this group code, what you're going to do is then take that code and you can either put it inside your product insert and say, you know, save now with this code on all of these products, right, at our Amazon store. Or you can say, go to specialproducts.com/VIP to claim your coupon, your 30% off coupon for anything in our Amazon store. And so in exchange for their email, they would just go there and they would say, give their email, and then you would set up an automation that automatically, the minute they click submit with their email, it goes into a list that you collect for future targeting, but it automatically responds with that group coupon code. So let's say that group coupon code is save now, something like that, right? So you would set that up ahead of time on Amazon and then use that across the web in your various promotions. You can set up multiple different promotions with many different audiences, and a landing page is just one way to collect information. So for example, another example that we always use is warranties. So warranties, you know, we say, hey, what if you have a really awesome product and you're going to back it up by a, you know, 6-month warranty or a 1-year warranty is very common. Well, how do people register for that? So you can have them visit your landing page. So, you know, specialproducts.com/warranty, you know, you can put that right on your product insert, go here. And then they would go there and enter their email and a little bit of information, like maybe Amazon order number and date ordered. And they would enter in all of this information and that would go into your list, which goes to your email, and you can hold on to that, or it's held within MailChimp. So I have lots of forms in MailChimp that I can just send people, or a link that they can go to fill it out. And then they fill that out and that form is kept in MailChimp in a spreadsheet. So all I have to do is log in to MailChimp and look at my various lists with information on people who have filled out my forms. So my Canton Fair Experience form is one of those. So, you know, you click to put in your interest in our mailing list, and I ask you a bunch of questions like, you know, how long have you been selling and why are you interested in this trip and stuff like that. And every time I get a new subscriber, I get a notification to my email, and then I can go into MailChimp and I can check that list. And I can see what people's responses were, and they're all in one place for me. So if you're wanting to set up a warranty or anything like that, you can just set up a list in MailChimp, and then you can create a landing page or a form that you give out the URL to that people will fill out their responses, and then you have that information. And then in response, so for example, when people sign up for my Canton Fair Experience interest list, I have an automatic response that goes back to them and says, thank you so much for your interest. We'll be in touch in this amount of time, and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's the same thing that you can do. And how do you execute this? So if you already have a website, all you do is you set up another page with a simple URL to that, specialproducts.com/VIP, and you don't publish that page, right? You don't publish it publicly. You just publish it privately for anyone who has the URL, they can see it, right? So you can just have people land on that /VIP page or /warranty page. And if you use MailChimp, it's going to be a little bit longer of a URL. So you might not be able to specially set that URL. So that's the benefit of using your own domain, because I can say specialproducts.com/warranty, and that's an easy URL to put on a product insert. But if I'm just running a Facebook ad and I'm saying, hey, you know, click this to get more information about our Canton Fair Experience course, right? Then it really doesn't matter if the URL is pretty, because the user is just clicking on it, right? But if you need something that is easy for them to get to, if you're a paid member of MailChimp, you can associate your domain. But if you're just using the free one, you'll get just kind of a basic URL that that they will set up for you. And you can change it a little bit, but not too much, right? So anyway, that's the basics on landing pages. And what you can do if you just want to learn about landing pages and test them out, you can come right here to MailChimp and set up a free account. So MailChimp.com. And you can just type landing page into the knowledge base, and it walks you through everything that you can do with a landing page, how you can use landing pages, how you can set up lists and auto responses, everything. It's very easy to use, and you don't have to pay for MailChimp, I think, until you're until you reach like 800 people in a mailing list. So, you know, it's a very good way to get started and kind of test out landing pages. And the other functionality that's built into MailChimp is it allows you to send a test page or a test to yourself. So that way, you know, you can click on it and see what it looks like before sending it out. Or you can send an email automation. So it sends the email list, sends it out to your email list, and then, you know, you get the response. But you can test that yourself first before you send it out to 200 people. So it's just a really easy thing to do. And all of their information here on MailChimp is super easy to use and very intuitive. And they have really great templates that are literally just drag and drop. So you don't have to be, know how to code in JavaScript or HTML or anything like that. All right, that's the answer of the day. Thank you, Huntington, for asking the question.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com, and AmazingAtHome.com.